You are listening to Zoom, the Retro Comic Book Show.
Timmy Doom. Once again, I'm joined by
Trenchcoat Mafia.
And this is Comic Spotlight. We are spotlighting from 1989, The Next Nexus. Can you think of it? Oh, I was going to ask if you could think of anything significant in pop culture in 1989, but I can.
89.
Batman. The only thing that was counted and anybody cared anything. Anybody in pop culture and fandom cared about in 1989, the Batman movie by Tim Burton.
I can't think of anything else.
And I didn't like it. Oh, I think Return of Swamp Thing came out then, too.
You didn't like it?
No, that movie
sucked. Didn't like Tim Burton's Batman?
No, I hate that fucking movie.
What? It was so much better than Chris Nolan's Batman.
And you must be insane.
Except okay, wait. The Two-Face sequel, that was great. But still, Jack Nicholson? Oh, what was wrong?
He played Jack Nicholson. Ain't nothing wrong with Jack Nicholson per se, but I'm talking about the whole damn movie with the slow action of Batman. Okay, Batman.
And the second movie had two villains.
Didn't like that much.
Three if you count Christopher Walken.
At the time, I liked that way better than I liked the first one. But now, I don't know if I care about that one so much either. Because I saw it on cable. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw it playing on cable a few years ago. And it looked bad to me. The scene that I saw between Michelle Pfeiffer and Michael Keaton. I was like, ugh.
I like any movie that works in a line. I want to be an integral part of his degradation and expects me to take that seriously.
Okay, you like all that. But, you know, those movies look great, especially.
And I liked when the Penguin put her on his umbrella and told her to fly to heaven.
Yeah, I like when the bird, when she swallowed his bird. Yeah, so I like.
So, Michelle Pfeiffer can apparently control her gag reflex. That's good to know.
But what about the fact that in both of these movies, Batman was killing people left and right?
Well, he would be in real life, so what's wrong with that?
Because in the comics, you know that he doesn't kill.
That's what Frank Miller turned him into.
Well, Christopher Nolan didn't have him try to kill anybody. Actually, he didn't. Yeah, he's refused to. He didn't even kill the Joker.
At least Catwoman had the good sense to try to carry a gun.
Wait, did you see Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah, that was the last one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Online?
No, I went to see it. And he winds up with Catwoman in the end. And it was a happy ending.
But the rest of the movie is bleak and dark. By the time you got to that quote unquote happy ending, I was so beat down.
Batman movies shouldn't be happy, though.
That's what somebody else said on a podcast.
You may as well cast Adam West if you're going to do that.
Dark Knight wasn't happy-go-lucky, but it wasn't that damn bleak. Okay, there was nothing. There was no light there. And what I thought was what should have happened, because Batman was out so long in the movie, and you just see people getting killed, hung up on bridges and shit. Why didn't they just make Joseph Gordon-Levitt find the Batcave sooner and become Azrael or something in the meantime?
Because Azrael's a horrible character.
Or Nightwing, until Batman came back
I
to the
don't
city.
like Nightwing either.
You must be
I
angry.
like Dick Grayson as Robin.
That's dumb. You know why that's dumb? Because he's still the same person. What does it matter whether he's wearing a different outfit?
Because in his own book, he let himself get raped by, who was that woman? I don't even remember.
It probably was, you know, consensual.
It wasn't consensual, so you would consider it rape.
Well, when men have sex with women in the comic books, they say it's okay. You know, it can never be raped.
Apparently, a wimp because he didn't want to get fucked.
Anyway, was it a bad guy or?
I think she was sort of a bad guy. I wish I could remember. It was around issue 90 something. And I think a girl wrote that.
Devin Grayson?
Gail Simone or somebody.
Gail Simone wouldn't write nothing like that. She would not have somebody get consensual. And because, how come I haven't heard of this? I got to read this comic book. I don't believe you. Or else people would have been talking about it. Saying it's not okay for men to be raped either.
They probably were. But I personally didn't care. What's important is that Dick Grayson got to fuck Starfire for all those years. She's hot.
And people say it's sexist that she's wearing that outfit. But anyway. But the one thing I agree about.
She was a sex slave for the Jordanians. She was used to dressing like that.
She wasn't a sex slave. She was a slave.
Well, he still raped her.
I don't think that was in the comics. What?
It was like mentioned.
I gotta read it because I got her origin. I gotta read it again.
If it was the Vertigo comic that could have showed it, the adventures of Starfire being raped.
Oh, you was recovering when they rebooted DC.
And they've renumbered everything from issue 1, which I don't get.
Well, it's a new, you know that they totally redid the universe, what you call it, a whole reboot. Everything started from
I've
the history and origin started over again.
Brought me some Supermans by Grant Morrison to read. They were good.
Okay, so cuz a lot of people don't like that he's a liberal. That he become off like a liberal in that comic, even though he was a young man just starting out. And I think both the Kents are dead. People don't like that. But there was a woman.
Were dead in a pre-crisis continuity, though.
Yeah, well,
the Kents.
People was complaining. They. Now, wait a minute. Yeah, I don't know about that. Wasn't my pa around?
They were dead, but aliens brought back Pa Kent for a few issues. I don't know why. They were bad stories, but he was alive for at least a couple issues, and then he went back to being dead. And an all-star Superman, Morrison killed Pa Kent at least. He gave him a heart attack.
But in the early 90s, both Ma and Pa Kent was around when Batman died. Superman.
That was retcon, though. Because in the pre-crisis continuity, they were always dead.
Okay. Then I guess Superboy, they were alive. The pre-crisis Superboy, you know, his past stories. All right, I guess to start with Nexus, because I get into all this, because I was going to say something else about Crisis. Fuck it, I'll say it. I wish, even though I like Dick Grayson, I wish they had let Dan DiDio had killed him in the Crisis, Infinite Crisis, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, who cares if he dies?
That's not the point. The point is, it would have been heartrending, and he is him and Batman and all those other Robins. It's like, there's
too
many of
them. And I just want to say, what's his name, Danzadio, he can't write because his outsiders are horrible.
who was and wasn't which we'll call it writing before him, Judd Winnick, writing Outsiders before him.
Oh, Judd Winnick is even worse.
So, all right, our review isn't a DC comic though. It's a first comic from 1989, January 89, called Next Nexus. It's a limited series, 1 of 4, and it has three girls on the cover dressed in 80s versions of a female rad.
And this little 8-year-old girl looks hot.
How dare you? Anyway, I'm gonna move on. I'm very disgusted. And then there's two more girls. They all dress like Nexus, female versions of Nexus.
And, yeah, the one here in the front looks like she's about 16, so she's over the hill.
Anyway, going back to this story, to set up, and Nexus is a hero. I'll just tell you about Nexus. Do you know anything about Nexus yourself? Have you read some of his stuff?
A little bit.
Go ahead.
Oh, the guy was Nexus in the comics I read.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, on all the issues he's Nexus, the guy, Nexus is a guy, Horatio Hellpop. His dad was a dictator who basically, just like Lobo, killed everybody on his planet.
Has Sandra Peel ever had his kid yet? She's been pregnant for years.
I don't know. I didn't read that far. But yeah, I've read some of the newer ones that they have out, and I don't think she ever had that child. But anyway, Horatio was called on by these spirits to kill his dad, or these this powerful creature who we're gonna find here. I forgot the creature's name. Fuck it, we'll find out what it is. It's like, anyway, the Merc. Yeah, is a power called the Merc, and he's like, yo, you gotta kill your dad, and you gotta kill every dictator in the universe.
You don't, I'm gonna make you have bad dreams.
Yeah, and headaches and shit. But he gave Nexus a superpower, so he's like Superman and Thor all mixed up into one. So the lightning bolts and shit come out of his hands. And he got these cool bolts, so when he shoots the bolts, if somebody stands in front of his intended target, the bolt will just go around him and hit the person. You know what? He's too fucking powerful. Anyway, he rescued all these other people there and put them on. He rescued this planet called Yalom, which is stupid. It's short for asylum. And it's just like that crazy planet in Guardians of the Galaxy from the 70s where all those different...
Which was a good comic.
That's what Yalom is. It's just a race of
praise Steve Gerber.
Anyway, different races who are crazy on the same planet. Nexus rules that. Next to them is a planet called Headworld with a bunch of floating heads that are powerful. They used to be slaves to these people. And this was sick too. The people would take these people, make them super intelligent, cut off their head, and put them on these machines. And the heads, they were so intelligent, they generated a lot of power. And these slavers used to use the heads as weapons and, you know, great power. But Nexus freed them and brought them to a place they called Headworld. You know, on Headworld, there's...
Headworld.
Anyway, and I ain't going to get too much into the deepness. But right now, it opens up on Headworld. You know, maybe I should read a little more of this here. Oh, yeah, in issue 25, Nexus assassinated General Loomis. And Loomis's daughters, Stacy, Lana, and Makana, vow to avenge their father. But nobody knows.
They can't get over it.
Yeah, and nobody knows that they hate Nexus, but somehow they got brought to Headworld. Following instructions relayed by the Merc through Makana, Loomis sisters arrive on Headworld, where they are led to the ancient remains of a dream tank, which is how Nexus got his power and got in touch with the Merc, the dream tank. It's identical to the one used by Nexus. Yeah, and they never figure out how to use the one on
I
Headworld.
like on this recap page, the Merc is just sitting here chilling.
Oh, Austin said, despite the over the death of his loyal companion Creed and weary of killing Horatio, the original Nexus confronts the Merc and renounces the power of Nexus, so he's not Nexus anymore. But anyway, to open up to the first page, this girl I think is, I don't know her now, I think it's Makana, I think she's the oldest one. He's like, he's talking with the girl, and she says, you know that we plan to use the Merc's broken tank to invite power, yet you permit us to remain. And he's like, we believe you and your sisters will all be valuable allies in the years to come. And they have a long conversation where he wants to keep them there as
And
guests.
in the background is
Wait
a flying chicken head.
a minute, I didn't see. Oh, yeah, and a monkey head, and wait, I thought Headworld was just humans. Damn, that's fucked up. It's probably just some other sentient race of chicken people. But the head are creepy because they're just floating heads, and they got floating hands that also that they so they can touch stuff, and they got little bodies, robotic bodies that they can use if they want. If they don't want, they could just pop off and fly alone and just be heads. And Headworld is like a little utopian looking place. It's beautiful. And so he's like, okay, and they depart ways, and she rides home thinking to herself, if Raoul knew we had dedicated ourselves to the destruction of Nexus, he would never let us stay. When Nexus killed our father, he changed our lives as well. That was in Nexus 25. And then okay, so this ain't Makana, this is the other one. I forget her name, but
And
she's the oldest one.
fortunately, this comic is drawn by Steve Rude, so everything looks good.
Yeah, this is beautiful how he draws out the house. It's a beautiful. I want to live here. Fuck this shit. He does. And she's calling off to her sisters, Lonnie, Makana, and she calls them down to the basement where they got that tank that gives you the power of Nexus. It's in the basement. It's Stacy, and she says it's finished so quickly. They fixed it up because it was broken before. Stacy, we didn't do it. But the tank was completely shattered. Who fixed it? And obviously, it was the Merc. And the little girl, I don't know, I think it's Makana's the little girl. She says, she said the Merc has been waiting for Stacy to arrive. Stacy wants to touch it, but the little girl is the bossy one. And she's like, do you think we are joking? Lock the doors. The Merc is coming. And she said, you don't got to shout. I don't got to shout. This is serious business.
See? She obviously wants to be fucked.
And she's got a dolly in her hand. She's doing all this.
Yeah.
No, once you become like this, why you still got your little dolly? You want the power so you can kill Nexus,
She
avenge your
wants the
father.
power and her dolly.
And they look at the tank, it fills up with kind of liquid. And she
I
said.
like that she says, I am not shouting, and the word balloon is like outlined in red, and it's all in bold print because he is shouting.
Then the tank fills up and a Merc appears, and he's a creepy looking fuck. I don't know, he's just a goofy looking, like a Gumby or something, with a Nexus bolt across his chest. He's
Oh,
greetings.
you gotta review our animuses. Gumby summer fun special sometime.
All right, yeah, I think I read that in the store. I meant to buy that for my niece, but I was too cheap. And that thing was like 4 or 5 bucks.
And it
But
looks good because it's Art Adams, and it's funny because Bob Burden wrote it.
I had no problem with that. Because I read one of those summer specials, but I think it was drawn by another guy. I forgot his name. But yeah, it's always good. It was good. So I trust Art Adams was good too. She's and the little girl is the one being the ambassador for her bigger sisters. Hello, Mark. We're the three girls I told you about. I'm Makana, and these are my sisters, Stacy and Lonnie. I know who you are. And she wants the power of the Nexus. And she says, "Oh, Will you give us the power to slay Nexus, and in return, we'll become the new Nexus? And her sister is telling her to be still. Oh, shut up, Stacy. You act like you know everything. Well, I know something too. Why is this little girl such a brat? Why does she listen to her older sister? Why?
Because she's a hot little girl. She's almost as hot as Tara Markov.
And I thought Tara was too old for you, a.k.a.
Well, she is, but she's hot. And also, you know she fucks older guys because she fucked Deathstroke.
We don't know that for sure. Anyway, Merc
she
says...
She came out in a negligee in front of him. You know what they were doing?
That was a DC Comics Code comic in 1982. Ain't no way they're going to say a child is fucking a grown-ass man. Even though... what's her face? What is your chief minion, Courtney, says that they did fuck.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, she says, he says, you will become my new Nexus. I will give you power to destroy whom you wish.
Shouldn't that be Nexi instead of Nexuses?
This is his Nexus, so he can come up with the plural of whatever he wants to come up to be. Anyway, or was it this little brat? Anyway, I don't like the little brat. She's just like Damian Wayne, little asshole. But he says, oh yeah, and besides, how is Merc gonna give them the power when they know, you know, he knows they want to kill the old Nexus?
He don't care.
He just wants somebody to carry out his
there you go.
That's not a force of good, that's a force of indifference.
Yeah,
or as long as they come out, as long as they do what he says, it's fine. They can do, he'll let them, you know, he'll let them do what they want as long as they carry out his mission. He dropped the little girl into the tank. He says, use this tank to charge yourselves before and after you carry out your missions. So he's going to give them three Nexuses. I mean, he's going to have three Nexi or Nexus. He's in the older one says, how we know who we're supposed to kill? I will send you dreams. And if you don't heed them, I'll give you headaches. And she says, of course we'll heed him. Why wouldn't we? And the middle sister is the one. She's the one who is the most trepidation about this. She's, Stacy, what if we disagree with the Merc's choices? How will we even, how do we know we can even kill someone? And the older one says, Lonnie, hush up. Look at the relationship between these sisters. They're always telling each other to shut up. They don't listen to each other.
But the Merc, like the little girl is like, I'm not afraid, I'm ready.
And the Merc, he's just giving his power to these girls who are very immature. I mean, he needs to get his ass whipped.
Well, they're all lowly humans. What is he going to do?
You see, the last Nexus always wanted to argue. That's why I got rid of him. To serve as conscious of your race requires unswerving obedience. Failure to obey gives me headaches. And so I'm forced to give you headaches. Okay, this should have been a warning to them there, because he gives them power. I mean, a headache that just has them on their knees hurting. The little girl is because she's in the tank. While the other two, they're on their knees. They're fucked up. He says, obey me. Execute your duties and you shall go down in history as the greatest champions of your race.
And they give in and they give the Merc blowjobs.
That's not what happens. The middle one says, no, that's wrong. How can you decide who's to die when you ain't even human? And the older says, Lonnie, for the love of God, shut up. We must go through with this. I guess they want revenge. Revenge would cause you to do deals with all kinds of people that are, that's why Batman went crazy. But
yeah,
this ain't, you can't read this comic and say, oh, where the Merc is all good, like, who's the Shazam when Shazam
the Merc gives isn't back. Even human, though.
It's still a force. It still talks to people. It's still got some kind of agenda. And it can be good or it could be evil. Why it's giving little girl headaches is wants to. And how come he picked them anyway then? Because he didn't like the fact that Nexus argued. Why didn't he just get somebody who's not going to argue?
Well, he probably figures they're just little girls.
Yeah, why is he messing with little girl and not an adult?
Because who doesn't like to mess with little girls?
I knew you was gonna say that. And yeah, like you said, the little girl, you jumped ahead. He said, like the little girl says she's not afraid and she's ready. I'm ready, Mr. Merc. She all innocent now. And she had her dolly in her hand when she was in the tank. He picks her up out the tank by her, what you call it, overalls. I know that you are Makana, most beloved of all my
See, he
nexuses.
wants to fuck her.
He must, because she ain't even been a nexus yet, but already he's the most beloved. She's the most beloved.
And he
He might.
says you will carve a bloody monument to justice.
That will stand as a beacon for all time. But the middle one, she does not like. Does not like. The middle one doesn't want to get involved. She's like, "Merc, put her down. We'll have none of this horror." And her sister's like, "Lonnie," and he said, "Heed your sisters, for they are wiser than you." And he points at Lonnie and gives her a fucked up headache.
That'll
But the little
teach
girl.
her.
But hey, finally the little girl Makana, she stands up for her sister. She's like, "Merc, you must do as we say, but you must stop hurting my sister, or we'll leave. We'll make another deal." What other
And
deal?
apparently, there's other mercs.
Didn't know that either until I read this. She said, "Not as powerful as you, but with our help, they could be." And how's she gonna tell somebody who got this much power that she got a lot of balls? Because he could just fuck you. I can kill you. He's like, "What other mercs? Is it CQ?" Oh, so he's just like people. He's got his power plays, and he wants to be the most powerful. He's worried about the competition. And she's like, "Never mind. The fact is, we are the best Nexus candidates." I don't know why they are, but she says they are. And now we're willing to deal and bring glory to your name, but you mustn't hurt my sister Lonnie. So I like that there's some camaraderie. Unlike another comic where there's supposed to be two friends who's supposed to be partners and they hate each other, called Quantum and Woody. I hate that goddamn comic.
Well, didn't Jim Asley write it?
Yes.
That's why
AKA.
it's so horrible.
But he wrote his wrote it as the name under the name Christopher Priest, not Jim Owsley. What'd you say about
Wasn't
that?
there a other guy named Christopher Priest who took exception to him using that name?
Where there is a, like
A
you said, like
science
a right.
fiction writer.
Yeah, he writes novels. A real writer. No, I'm just kidding. Christopher Priest. But I didn't know he took exception to Jim Owsley using that name. I just know.
Well, would you want some other podcaster to call himself Timmy Thum?
No. But we don't. I didn't hear nothing about Christopher Priest. He didn't sue him or nothing. I don't
Like
think he
there
did.
was a video podcast and they called themselves Podcast X. Never mind that my own Podcast X already existed.
They probably didn't know about you.
How is that possible?
Anyway, back to the comic book. He deals with the girl. He said, "All right, you're right. It would be a mistake to begin with. I mean, to begin with the stick. I apologize for your discomfort, Lonnie Loomis." I'm like, what the hell? He really likes Makana. He does not want to fuck with Makana, I guess. "Let us begin with the carrot. You girls must have costumes. You give any thought to this?" And they said, Yes, we have." The oldest one, she's like all respectful. "Yes, we have, Your Honor, Mr. Merc." And the little one, Lonnie, who was talking shit, she's like, "The pain in my wrist is gone too." It's like, I guess she gives in. Then he, I guess they picture their costumes in their mind. And he adds the sacred insignia and gives it to him, and they all got different versions of costumes on. But we all know that they're Nexus from because they got the lightning bolt, and it's black and yellow. And apparently, they like 80s fashions.
The oldest one is only showing off her thighs, though, and not her legs, like the other two. Notice he gives us the stuffed animal a costume too.
Oh, I didn't know. That's funny. With the little girl, it's what they imagined, so she probably imagined that for her. And she said, Makana, that's incredible. Because Makana zaps some kind of a insignia N3 on the wall. And she said, you can do it. Just let the power flow through you. Let the force flow through you, Luke. I mean,
And the Merc is like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now I have somebody for you to kill.
He said, it's a murderer, too. He says, a murderer so foul, I cannot bear to suffer him a moment longer. And she said, but Merc, so soon we just arrived. He zaps her. He just said he wasn't going to start with the stick. She just came up. We just arrived. He's like, you must leave at once. I cannot bear to suffer him a moment longer. And she's screaming, ah! And little Makana is like, Mr. Merc, you didn't hear what I said. And she, wait, didn't she zap him? Wait, now I just messed up on these pages. Kids read comics.
I don't know why Skype, it's keeping, it does this. It keeps like a little panel with Tim Terrell and your picture and the time.
Yeah, I got that.
But it's in the way of the comic here.
Well, you can move it to the edge.
You can?
I opened up.
You can, apparently.
Yeah. Then she says, Mr. Merc, you didn't hear what I said. Then she zaps him. It didn't hurt him because he's like, no, this is wrong. We're getting off to a bad start. You must cooperate. She said, you must cooperate, Mr. Merc. You can't hurt my sister Lonnie. How's she going to tell him to cooperate? He's got all the power. He's supposed to be the boss. How is she going to?
He's a bad boss.
He said, I could hurt
also,
you.
Also, don't forget he wants to fuck the little girl. He can't afford to piss her off.
He must because he says, I could hurt you and find others. But no, you are too perfect. You must be right. I must give you the job, at least until we both know. I don't know why he's so infatuated with just these little girls. I think he does want to fuck this little... He loves Makana. And Makana says, sounds good. I'm like, damn, she got a lot of fucking balls and spine for a little 8-year-old or whatever she is. And he says, I'll give you 4 assignments. 4 heinous criminals... For this 4-issue miniseries.
Yes, so go and kill them.
And they go and do it. And we find ourselves at Long Island Community Hospital. Wait, is that on Earth? Damn, Long Island, what? And,
Maybe okay. It's Long Island on Mars.
Now, there's an old man in the hospital bed on a life support. And he's telling his nurse, I don't know if he's a nurse. He said, Mr. Oaks. I beg you, kill me. And Oaks is like, you don't want to do that, Mr. Abelson. Really? You don't. I'm begging, Oki. I know you've done it for others. Where'd you hear that? Molly Pascoe told me just before she passed away. She was in terrible agony. Oki, you did right by her. So basically it's like, what's that doctor's name? Dr. Death?
Kevorkian.
Yeah, that's what this nurse is like. Now, there's been in real life nurses in nursing homes or in hospitals who have killed old people, but they're murderers. I don't think the old people asked them. I don't know if they did or not.
What if they did? Do you approve?
But no, I don't know.
Well, the old people wanted to die.
So, are you for euthanasia? Because I do feel that people perhaps they have to have the choice. Like Dr. Vorkian shouldn't have went to jail. It should have been legal if the old.
This guy says I'm 112 years old, and he's tired.
And he can't do nothing. He says, if this were Europa, I wouldn't be begging. They give man dignity. They give you a little pill. Please, Oki, Mr. Abelson, it's not that I don't want to help you. And then he's begging. He says, don't beg. I'll do it for your dignity. And then he kills them, and he does something, turned off the machine or something, and we see the panels where Abelson closes his eyes and dies.
So he does the right thing and kills him, but the girls are going to kill him for killing him.
Yeah. And yeah, that's so he's the one. We see the girls in the waiting room too. This is a good fucking drawn panel. This waiting room,
It's
people waiting.
just—it's a shame Steve Rude is such a good artist, but politically he's a conservative, so he probably voted for Bush, so he's part of the problem.
How did you know he was conservative?
In a Comics Journal interview.
But you know what's dumb in this
And
panel? In this waiting
Mike
room.
Maron.
Oh, wait, who's Mike
For
Maron?
the writer.
Oh, white Mike Barron.
Yeah.
But well, I don't want to. They don't. At least they don't put their politics on Facebook because I'm on Steve Rude's Facebook. I follow him, and all he does is just post his art. So I don't want to hear what he said about Romney. But what's dumb in this waiting room is that there's
Oh, did
like
you
a.
watch the debate yesterday?
Yeah. No, not yesterday. 2 days ago.
Hell, how did Obama do?
Oh, he got stomped. Well, you know, on the outside, he got stomped. People say he lost the debate. Didn't you read the news?
No,
You got the internet.
I can't be bothered to read the news.
Because he was stuttering and stammering.
Because
and he was
the
looking
only
down.
Important part of the paper is the sports, and the Phillies are out of it. And by the way, so are your Dodgers.
Anyway,
I
but the Dodgers.
want to say, fuck the Yankees. I hope they lose.
The Dodgers lasted longer than the Phillies. Anyway.
At least the Phillies finished at 500, even though they didn't have Ryan Howard for most of the year.
Get off of the bandwagon of the Phillies. Just because you're from Philly, you support these a-holes. You can support their best teams.
Well, the Phillies are going to win the World Series next year.
Anyway, keep telling yourself
just
that you
like
gotta
in 2008.
But the thing that really is going to happen this year, or this upcoming basketball year, the Lakers take it all the way.
I don't even care about basketball.
Not even the 76ers?
Not
or
even
do you
the Sixers. Every other sport but baseball is boring.
Okay, so we're getting. Oh, you must be insane. That extra long ass games. Be there for hours.
Well, where somebody always wins and there's no ties, like in football or hockey.
Yeah, but football and basketball got a time limit. You know when you're going to be out of there.
So you know when the game is over way before it actually is.
Anyway, back to no extra innings. Back to this. Oh, I forget because it's been a couple days since I read this, but this, or a few days. I think this is character setup where he's talking to people in the waiting room. He's like, "Man, my name is Boris Oakes. I'm an orderly." He ain't even a nurse. He's an orderly, and he killing people. And say, "What about my daughter, doctor?" She said that he said I'm orderly, and she still said, "What about my daughter, doctor?" He said, "I'm sorry, Ms. Wilson. Your daughter has a very rare type."
Do you think the Nexus girls are right to have to kill him?
They I don't know. I didn't want them to kill him, but even though he is an orderly, you know what he probably is. They probably are, because even though they put people out of their misery that want it. Then he's still an orderly. He's not a nurse. He's not. I mean, even though a nurse wouldn't have the right either, but he really. What if he don't know what he's doing and keep these people alive?
Well, the patients begged for him to kill them.
Then, but why is he talking about this woman? Telling this woman about her daughter and that they're unable to find the rare type. And he said, "Oh no, She's only just got this little kitten last week. She was so happy."
And then the kitten slashes her throat and kills her.
No, it doesn't. He gives the cat to the middle sister, Lonnie, who's in the waiting room reading Better Health magazine, even though in this futuristic, they should have little
computerized.
Notice
the shape of the magazine. It's like in triangles.
She should be reading the Hollow Mag, a hologram
but
magazine.
You know, there's still magazines in the future.
No, to get rid of all paper.
No,
anyway,
I like Comics Journal.
Fuck them too, old pretentious motherfucker. He said, Mrs. Wilson, I promise you we're doing everything we can. We've cooled Audrey, her daughter, so the disease has been temporarily arrested. She's all I have, Mr. Oaks. We'll save her, Mrs. Wilson. We got plenty of time. He's an orderly. How is he out here telling people? Maybe he should be killed. But he make the old lady feel good and send her away. Then the sister drive around town. Oh, then they argue in the car. She says, like, oh, Lonnie brought the cat. Why'd you bring that stupid cat? Get rid of it. And shut up, you little monster. Oh, she says, just because daddy wouldn't let you keep a cat. Shut up, you little monster. How could you be so insufferably smug? I want to go to Squiggly's for a chocolate muffin.
Squiggly's.
And then there's a guy at the bar, at the thing where at Squiggly's.
Notice their son. I can't picture a logo like this ever. It's barely readable.
I can read it. It's because it's perspective going down. That's why if you're on the side of it, you can see it. It's called art, motherfucker. Real art. And Stacy wants to talk to a guy at the bar, but she's too shy. And I think she knows the guy. She's like, it was a mistake to come here. The cat escapes, runs around, and then the soldier finds it and gives him the cat.
And the cat has some important dialogue here. He's saying, meow.
They're in Oki's apartment.
And look at the little girl pointing like she means business.
I'm sorry, what panel are you on?
The bottom panel of page 18. And I just noticed...
Why are you skipping ahead, man?
The oldest daughter must shave her pussy hair because he can see some of her cunt here, and she obviously shaves.
Okay, I didn't ask for all that pedophilia commentary. But before Oki got to the apartment, I want to get to the point. I think this is interesting. They're in his apartment. He ain't home yet. These are nice apartment buildings. She said, when the sister is looking around at his apartment, she picks up a picture on Oki's desk, and it says, to Oki, all my love, Max. And it's a picture of a dude. An 80s dude with an 80s beard. And she's like,
oh my love, wait a minute, is this guy gay?
Yes. And the older sister.
Well, they're right to kill him then.
The older sister agrees with you because she don't approve. She's like, tisk. So I guess that's a character. That's like a character development we get there.
Good for Mike Barron.
No, wait a minute. I wonder if they, but they must, I don't know. Well, I will talk about it later. But she says, here he comes. And they got on their regular clothes, but by the time he opens the door, he's got groceries, he comes in, they're all dressed up like, you know, they're in their Nexus outfits, but it's only the two girls, the oldest girl, Stacy,
and
Madonna.
The little girl says he's been tried and found guilty for crimes against humanity.
And he says, is this a joke, right? Max sent you. And then she zaps his groceries away from, and he says, we are no joke, we are Nexus.
Well, that's not good because food's expensive.
It doesn't matter. He's about to die. But hey, I know that I can see the older one's ass. What she got?
Yeah.
What the fuck? No, why would she have an outfit like that?
Because she wore a hot outfit and she looks hot.
Why would Rue do that? The girl's got to be 16.
She's not wearing a bra either.
What if he had a daughter at the time? He went and wore his 16-year-old daughter dressing like that.
He would. You don't know if he fucks his daughter or not.
I'm sorry about that, Steve Rude.
Why are you apologizing to a filthy Republican?
My co-host didn't mean to be rude. Get it rude. Unintended. But she says, "We know you murdered 212 sick people who were under your care." And he's got to look like there's a nice panel here with no dialogue. He's just looking like, oh, shit. And he said, "You've got to understand, those people were in agony. They begged me for release." Oh, 212 of them?
And he's yes. Like, yes.
"Do you think I could murder anyone? They live on and on without friends or family in constant agony." And the older one says, "Could the merc be mistaken? He's alien, you know. What does he know about human suffering or justice?"
And the kid says the merc never makes mistakes.
"Because he is alien, his judgments are just and impartial." But Makana, look at him. He just seems like a nice guy. So you know what? She probably don't care that he's gay. She probably, even though she tisked when she saw that picture of that man. And anyway, Oki says, "You seem like nice girls. Isn't Nexus supposed to be a man?"
Oh, that was stupid of him.
"We are not nice girls." Then she zaps him so hard that the motherfucking laser goes through the door to the outside hallway where she could have killed one of his neighbors who was walking past. And she was like, "Let's go." And then the little girl says, "Let's go." She's the leader. And that's it. I mean, that was well done. You think, and then even more ruthlessness. They come back to the apartment. Oh, first of all, do you agree with him killing Oki?
Well, he was a filthy gay.
If he is heterosexual and he did this for these people,
he was probably going to die of HIV anyway.
That's fucked up. Besides that, do you think the Merc was right? Because, you know, he usually has Nexus kill people who we know are creeps, who are dictators like Hitler and murderers, who murder people who don't want to be killed.
Well, Hitler is Courtney's hero. She wouldn't want Nexus to kill him.
I can't believe it. I gotta get away from this Courtney. I'm glad. Hopefully this art school that she is, she's with a bunch of liberal kids. They're going to free her mind and make her more nice. And less of a supervillain.
She's not even 21 yet.
What's that got to do with anything? She's 20. She's close enough. She'll be able to... Actually, I wonder if they can drink before 21 in Australia.
Yeah, well, of course. Australians don't care. They're a bunch of filthy drunks.
And descended from criminals. Anyway, they go back home. And you know what? Lonnie didn't even have to do the job. Her sisters did. She said, "We're back. Did you do it?" She's with the cat. "Naturally, you should have come with us." And they said, "We really can't leave you behind, Lonnie."
Then they yell at her to get rid of the cat.
I like you got you skip ahead panels, but yeah, you're right. She said, "McConaughey's right. You must make a choice, Lonnie. Here and now, us or the cat." What's a cat got to do with them being Nexus?
Because the cat's a filthy animal. But... I will say cats are better than dogs.
All domestic pets are great.
Dogs just bark and sniff your crotch. What the fuck is up with that?
No, they fetch. They go for walks. They stop burglars who come in the house.
Fuck dogs.
No, it's been proven that pets make people happy. Sick people get better.
And cats, if you die on them, they'll eat you. So there you go.
Well, you're dead. You don't need your flesh anyway. They said, "Kill the cats." She said, "Come on, Lonnie. You got to do it. Show you're one of us. Kill the cat."
Did you ever hear that song, Mary Provost? She was a winner who became a doggie's dinner.
No. What is it about? It's about a woman dying.
It's about her dying and being eaten by your dog. Which is what really happened to her.
Oh, was that a few years ago or something?
It happened in the 30s. The song was from the 70s.
Okay. But yeah, not too long ago that happened. somebody was telling this story on a radio show. You know what? Radio shows always lie. But the guy said he was a fireman or something like that, a police officer, and stinking in the house for days, and they found an old woman dead, but her dog's eating her up, boy.
See, there you go.
But
that's
it doesn't
matter. What they do.
You're dead.
They're filthy, evil animals.
Nobody's there to feed them. They give them their kibbles and bits. You're their master, so you got to provide food for them. So she provided food for them herself.
Well, hopefully they put the dogs down for doing that.
No, why? Even though they probably did, because people are assholes. Listen, the woman was dead already. They didn't kill her. And you're not using the flesh on your bones, shit. You're all for eating meat, so why are you taking out on the dogs?
Well, I don't eat live animals because they probably have germs.
So does dead animals, so everybody eat vegetarian. Back to the story.
You eat meat. So don't be a hypocrite.
She said, the oldest, Stacy, says, "Think, Lonnie, we can't take care of the cat. Why can't y'all? Y'all got an apartment and everything. Y'all can take care of that damn cat. Y'all got a house." She said, "If you're one of us, kill it." And the little one, "We're your sisters, Lonnie. We're all you have now. Why does this sound evil to me? They just evil as fuck." "You can do it, Lonnie. You can
do
anything."
And the cat protested, says meow.
And next thing you know, you see Lonnie drop the cat out the window.
Best scene of the comic.
I knew you were going to say that. Fuck you. The cat, that's a cute cat. The cat didn't do anything. Why can't they at least give it away to a shelter or let it loose on the street?
Shelters kill animals anyway.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like some kind of cult that they're being in. "You're one of us. You can't have the cat. Kill the cat. This is your initiation. Kill the cat."
She does. And it's really cool.
No, she dropped the cat out the window, but the cat actually landed on a tree branch and is still alive, thank goodness. And they say, "We knew you could do it, Lonnie." But I have a feeling I got to read the rest of these.
Where does the cat land on a tree branch?
You don't see it on that last panel. It's like five panels where she drops it out the window, is screaming. And then she drops it, and then the next panel after that. We got the same copy. You sent this to me.
Oh, you blind? The cat's holding onto the branch, yeah.
Good. Now, does that make you happy and warm inside?
No, I wanted the cat to die.
You know what? Fuck you and fuck the new Nexus girls. I can't believe. Do you think they were trying to be funny with this comic by having, okay, three girls where it'd be, the teenager would see that, oh,
and
girl.
On the next page, the Merc has like a bubble pipe he's smoking.
He says the Nexus has passed an important hurdle. They must be rewarded. And then he says,
so he's like, "I must fuck the little girl and reward her."
He didn't say that, y'all.
He was thinking it.
He was sitting on something. He said, "What's this?" And he picks up Nexus's old costume and says, "Oh, yeah, I remember this," and throws it away. A failed experiment. I can't even remember his name.
Even though I can remember his name. It was Horatio Hellpop. How can he forget a name like that?
And I wish I remember what was on these last pages. The girls, I guess they're leaving. They're at Trump Space Station. I hope it wasn't named after Donald Trump. A major gateway between Earth and stars. It probably was. Assholes. And they said, "You're the Loomis Brunch. Your craft is ready." And they're about to be launched.
Fuck Donald Trump, too, because he's a Republican. I can't believe he considered running for president like anybody would vote for him.
Yeah, he didn't have a shot. Anyway, you know, I ain't even going to say it. Because I would say Mitt Romney was the better of all these.
That lets you know how bad the choices were. He's a filthy Mormon. How many wives does he have? 20?
You know he's only got one.
Supposedly.
Anyway. But yeah, I hope Obama kicks his ass on the next debate. And then I ain't going to get into the politics. Let me leave the politics because Zoom is neutral. The Zoom show is when it comes to politics.
I'm going to have to vote for the second time ever. Because I voted for Obama the first time.
Wait a minute. Before that, you never voted for Clinton or voted in the 2000 election?
I knew Clinton was going to win.
No, you can't just, you gotta vote. Is Philadelphia a red state or a blue state? Are they Democrat?
It's a blue city, but it's barely a blue state. Outside of Philly and Pittsburgh, there's Republicans everywhere. It's like the Deep South.
Yeah, I heard you talk about the other racist. There are two Ku Klux Klan racists and Christians. Oh, I'm sorry, Christians that don't count as
Same difference.
anyway. You know, I want to know why they had all these panels, pages of them taking off on a train. Oh, you know what? They found a new. They got a new ship, a Nexus ship. Oh, a new Nexus spacecraft. It says it doesn't even have a name on the registration. That's for you to fill in. And they're like, "Oh shit!" And the little girl's excited, and she said, "What you gonna call the ship?" The General Loomis, after her father or grandfather, whoever that was, who Nexus killed. And the one middle sister got her head down. That tells you all their body language says
He's
everything.
like, how did I get myself into all this?
And then the older one is just looking surprised and clueless. And the little one is the only one who got a clue that she's all happy. Yeah, they want to kill Nexus. You know what? I wonder how the last issue of this ended, probably with Nexus killing all of them or something. I gotta
That
read
wouldn't
that.
be a good ending.
But this is dark to me. You got three girl superheroes in their
Are they
first.
really superheroes? They're killers.
Were they taking over the mantle of? Actually, I don't even think Nexus. I don't know if Nexus. I guess he is a hero. He's killing bad
He's a
people.
killer too.
Yeah, he is a killer because he killed a little kid. But all the people he killed were killers. So, but yeah, this is kind of dark. This I give this comic book. I like it. I give it an 8 out of 10.
I also get a bit of that 8. And I want to complain that most comics aren't dark enough. Movies either.
But the colors on these are so bright, but in this comic, but the comic is dark. But any oh next issue, I wonder who. Oh damn,
I
I
don't
got.
have the next issue. I'd have to download it.
Now I'm just looking at this picture of next issue where the girls look like they are tormenting two a woman and a man, and they're probably I wonder who they are, but hopefully they're deserving this time and not like Oki, who wasn't deserving. And
But
once
he
again,
killed people. He killed 212 people.
the circumstances behind that. But look at on the cover, on that cover is still only the oldest daughter, I mean the oldest girl and the youngest girl. The middle girl isn't there on the next issue cover, so she probably still don't want to be involved
The
in all
oldest girl looks horrified.
that.
And the little girl looks like she's laughing. Ha ha ha, we're gonna kill you.
Nexus ain't supposed to be like that. And this
Well,
is
they should have kept the little girl as being Nexus then.
you like that, don't you?
She's all into her job.
And that has been Doom. I'm your host, Timmy Doom. Check out doomcast.blogspot.com for all your comic book podcast needs.
No, check out podcastx.blogspot.com.
Anyway, until next time, peace. Good, let me stop this.